Chapter 11. The Road to Sand Creek. The camp was suddenly full of activity. Braves were running out from their teepees, and in the dim light from the campfire, Linda saw a strange figure with horns and a tail. The strange screams were coming from this creature.
What is that?
She stammered.
That's the shaman,
Johnny replied.
Your uncle is staying in his tent.
Linda shivered, but Johnny assured her.
He's only a man in a hat with buffalo horns and with a buffalo's tail for a belt. The great spirit, Wakantanka, gave him special powers. He knows the tribal rites, secret medicines, and he can communicate with the spirits.
But why do they keep my uncle in his tent?
Asked Linda.
The shaman stays with your uncle to produce good medicine against his terrible predictions.
He watched the strange screaming figure in the distance for a moment.
He is angry now. I hope your brother didn't do anything stupid. Let's go back to the tent.
Linda's heart was in her mouth.
What's happening?
Matt was standing at the entrance of the tent, yawning. Johnny, irritated, told them to go back inside and went to hear the shaman speak to the dog soldiers.
Matt, are you okay?
Whispered Linda when they were alone.
Yes, I saw that minotaur and ran back to the tent. I pretended to wake up when you arrived with Coyote,
he replied.
I don't think anyone saw me.
Johnny is suspicious,
said Linda.
And Matt...
She looked away, embarrassed.
He wants to marry me.
But Matt didn't have time to comment. At that moment, two Indians on horses arrived in the camp, shouting instructions. And suddenly, everyone in the camp was running here and there, following a precise procedure. The dog soldiers gave orders, and in a few minutes, the Indian camp didn't exist. The contents of each teepee were packed on a travois, a wooden frame on two teepee poles pulled by a horse. Johnny returned.
Someone disturbed the shaman.
He looked at Matt closely.
Now we must go south to a new camp. These are Black Kettle's orders.
Matt and Linda had no choice but to leave with the others. During the journey, they were separated from Mr. Wells, but Matt saw the shaman carrying a familiar object.
Look, Linda, he's got Mr. Wells's portable computer,
he whispered. They travelled on through the dawn. Linda thought of home, her mum, school with Matt. The night under the moon and Johnny's poem seemed like a dream. Johnny, unhappy and irritable now, rarely spoke to her. Linda wasn't sad. Her life was in Greenwood, but she didn't want to lose his friendship. She decided to talk to him.
Where are we going, Johnny?
She asked.
This is our life, Linda. We are nomads. An Indian is man, plant, animal, sky, earth, wind, and water. We respect the resources that nature offers us. Once, we followed the buffalo and lived in harmony with nature. Then, the white men arrived. Now, we can only go where they say. Black Kettle, our great chief, is at Sand Creek. There, the American government offers us protection from other white men. And that is where we are going.
Sand Creek was a sea of teepees in the cold wind, and hundreds of tired, hungry Indians sat around the American flag in the center, where a tall, proud Indian was speaking with great conviction.
That's Black Kettle,
said Johnny.
He is a great man, but the price of peace is high. I must speak to Black Kettle. Here we risk losing our identity as a people, or worse.
Worse? What do you mean?
Asked Linda, puzzled. Johnny turned and looked at her intensely.
Your uncle predicted a massacre at Sand Creek.